This show furnished by Red Pill Medical.
The following show, Truth, Medicine, and Politics, is sponsored, and the views expressed on the show are solely that of the host, which KABC does not necessarily agree with or endorse.
Cutting through the massive disinformation and propaganda
to give you the truth about medical and political controversies, this is Truth, Medicine, and Politics with the executive producer of the award-winning film, American Addict, Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
And it is Saturday night. That means that I am back. And thank you for coming back and listening to Truth, Medicine, Politics, where every week we are giving you the truth. Tonight is no exception. If you are a parent and you're concerned about vaccinations, if you're concerned about getting the flu shot, because every time you go down to Walgreens, right, or CVS, there's somebody saying, free flu shot. They want to give you a flu shot no matter where you're going. There's even drive-thrus that are forming for shots. It's ridiculous. So anyway, is that something that you're concerned about? The answer should be yes. So tonight we're going to have several guests on. We're going to have a doctor that says that vaccines can be safe and can be effective in certain ways. And we're going to have other people, other doctors, and other people on that feel completely the opposite. We have later today, or later tonight, in a few minutes, Adele Bigtree from the film Vaxxed. We had the entire cast of and crew of Vaxxed in the studio a couple months ago, and we want to get an update from him. We also have Greg Wyatt. Greg Wyatt is an activist. He has two severely vaccine-damaged children. He has a lot to say. We're going to have him on. We're going to have Dr. Leonard Horowitz out of Hawaii. He's been on the show a couple times, and he wrote a very, very controversial book called Emerging Viruses that talks about Ebola and some of the other viruses that we've been subjected to in the past, and we'll get his take on if this is intentional or not, and his take on viruses and vaccines. We also have in the studio here tonight Leonard Bushell, who started Writers in Treatment. He also started the Real Recovery Film Festival, an important festival. American Addict was in that festival a couple years ago. And we're going to talk to him in a few minutes about that festival opening up in Los Angeles this coming weekend. If you want to email, you can always email us at painmd2012@gmail.com, painmd2012@gmail.com. I do read all your emails. I don't always answer them all, but I do read them. And if there are emails during the show, we try and ask the question if there's something that's relevant to what we're talking about. You can always hear this show, the rebroadcast or the podcast, downloaded or whatever, on the website, drgregorysmith.com. Before we start, I wasn't going to do this, but literally when I was driving over here, there's so much that's happened since I was on the air 2 weeks ago with Hillary and Trump. I just have to take a few minutes to address some of the ridiculousness that's been going on in the mainstream media. So by now, you've all heard the sexual rant that was played. I don't know if it was a rant, but the comments that Donald Trump made that were recorded, obviously he had no knowledge of that recording. And this thing has been played up by the media constantly, magnified. Every day there's more women coming out. It's almost like he's the new Bill Cosby. But I think I want to bring your attention to two major things. One is, all the while this is happening, there is more and more incredibly damning information coming out about Hillary Clinton literally on a daily basis that seems to go completely unnoticed, or I should really say unreported, by the mainstream media as they focus on sometimes unsubstantiated claims regarding Donald Trump. And the other thing I want to say is that, and this is a question for all the men listening, if you are an adult male, and if you were an adult male 10 years ago, I want to ask you a question, or I want to pose this to you. Let's say that if I informed you today that for the past 10 years, unknown to you, I had a microphone and a camera in your car, in your bathroom, on your cell phone. Basically, I recorded everything that you've said and done in the last 10 years. I want to ask you an honest question. Would you say that you would be vilified by the press if we played your life out in the open over the last 10 years? Have you ever said anything that you didn't regret or that you didn't wish that you hadn't said, or that you realized even days or weeks later or even minutes later that you shouldn't have said that? And I think the answer 100% is all of us yes. And if the answer is no, I think you're a liar, because people, men and women, say things they don't mean. Men and women say things that they regret, but that does not mean that that is the sum of that person's life. That does not mean that that is what that person is. Now, I'm not defending the things that Donald Trump said. I'm not saying that Donald Trump is a great person, but what I am saying is that I wish that the media would report fairly on both of them, because her crap, and there's a lot of it, and there are things that many, many attorneys and judges have said publicly she should be in jail for, and there's more coming out daily, and we know there's, if you go on 4chan and some of these other sites, there's people forecasting that there's going to be bombshells dropped next week on her. But again, the mainstream media just acts like it's nothing. They'd rather focus on what he did or what he said 10, 15, 20 years ago to a woman. And I can guarantee you, any major CEO, any major coach, you can go right down the line in our society, is going to be guilty of some of the same things, men and women. But does that mean they cannot do their job? Just be fair. But what I think this election has told us more than anything is the death of journalism as we know it. There is no fair and balanced journalism in the mainstream media at all. It's gone. We are living in a state where our media is basically propaganda. And that's the sad truth of the story. If you want to get facts, you have to go to alternative media sites, and you have to do reading. You do your own research to find out what is the truth. So that's my rant on that. We are going to do a show. In 2 weeks, we're going to do a show all about this right before the election. So you will have all the facts with references so you can make an actual intelligent choice and not listen to the idiocy that's just coming out of the mainstream media, because that's all it is. It's just a very one-sided story. So anyway, our topic tonight is not the election. It is vaccines. First, I want to bring on Leonard Bushell. Leonard has come down to the studio today to tell us about the film festival. It's addiction-based films. I'm going to let him speak to him for himself. But Leonard, thank you for coming in tonight. And can you tell the audience a little bit about what it is and what you do and what's going on with the film festival?
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Smith, for inviting me down here tonight. A pleasure to see you again.
Too.
The Real Recovery Film Festival is having its 8th week-long event starting Friday, October 21st at the Lemley NoHo Theater in North Hollywood or on Lancashire Avenue. And before I get into some details about some of the films and some of the events, the entire schedule is online at www.realrecoveryfilmfestival.org, and that's real spelled R-E-E-L, and realrecoveryfilmfestival.org. The complete schedule is there. Do not confuse it with the New York schedule, which is also on our homepage. We did that in New York for 7 days 2 weeks ago, and we are happy to be in Los Angeles starting next Friday.
Let me ask you a question, Leonard. I know I want to ask you about the Writers in Treatment, because you know, when you started that, and the film festival seemed to sort of go hand in hand with that. Was the idea here to really showcase films about substance abuse or people overcoming addiction, or what is the whole purpose of that?
The film festival started 8 years ago. Showing primarily classic films that I believe a number of people had never seen in a theater, never seen without commercials. So we screened some of the old classics like Days of Wine and Roses, The Lost Weekend, Less Than Zero, Barfly. And people really appreciated the fact that they could sit in a theater and watch a classic film, and we would always have a clinician talk about the film afterwards, mm-hmm. and we would certainly it became like a mini process group after every film. So we never just show a film and send the audience home. We always have someone. It's an interactive event, ultimately. So we wanted to show films that would, in some cases, make, for people on the cusp, I would think it would make them want to consider getting into recovery.
Right.
And people who are already in recovery, it makes them want to stay there and not, because the films are either cautionary tales or they're inspirational in one way or another. So all the films, we're looking for three aspects, which is first entertaining films, nothing. We don't show films that preach. We show films that teach. We don't condemn or condescend about issues involving substance. And we have a number of mental health films as well. And inspire and educate is what
it's
we look
important.
For in the films that we choose. And we've shown over 200 films in the last 8 years, and we have about 59 films in this film festival, including many shorts, some 5 minutes, some 15, some 20 minutes, but they're all compelling and interesting. I rarely, if ever, see anybody walk out on the films.
Right.
They're very, they're very interesting.
Well, I think it's, I think filmmakers need a place to show their films, number one, because it's getting more and more difficult. And I think films that have actual meaning, people, there's a big need for that, and there's people that really want to see that. I know that when you showed American Addict a couple of years ago, the first one, and you guys were in New York, and I was I'm trying to remember what office I was in, but I sort of Skyped in and was trying to answer questions to the audience, and it was and I was amazed that even though I was I think the audience could see me or I couldn't
see
them.
They could see you.
It was
you look like a matinee idol. You took up the whole screen.
My face was like the screen.
And they could hear you and see you. You could only hear them. And
right.
It actually had a very interesting intimate effect.
Yeah.
Where they could ask you questions and they couldn't be seen, but, but you could. And
yeah, it was a great interaction. I thought it was a great interaction.
It was terrific. So if there's anybody out there who has, we've become the clearinghouse for films about mental illness and addiction and recovery and sobriety and even some of the misguided drug laws in the country. We have some films about that as well. If anybody out there or anybody knows anybody who has a 5-minute film, a music video, a documentary. Last year we had a great 6-minute animated short from Iran about a boxer, an alcoholic boxer. A lot of interesting things. We get submissions from Australia and Ireland and Scotland, of course, England, and all over the States as well.
And this is starting this?
Starting on a Thursday night. There's a reception at a fabulous Indian Bangladeshian restaurant on Lancashire, right across the street from the theater. Catered reception at 5:30. And then a film, a new documentary called Screenagers.
Okay.
Basically, it was made by a doctor about her daughter's attachment to devices.
Okay.
And then it seems like halfway through the movie, the parents realize that they are as attached to their devices as the children are. So it's like sort of like, what's going to happen to this generation? My prediction, as I observed yesterday, is that I think conversation might be on the endangered species list. Two people at a dinner without either of them getting on the phone either means they just met and they're falling in love, or they're working out some divorce issues.
Right, right. I know there's been a couple cartoons. I don't know if it was South Park or Family Guy or both that did this, where there were these kids were communicating, texting, and they were like falling in school love, and then when they finally met, they couldn't talk, and then they decided to walk away and go around the corner and start texting, and everything was good again.
Mm-hmm.
So really, it's one of those things where the technology has brought everyone together but apart at the same time. But there is definitely an addiction to technology. I just want to make sure everyone has the dates, and just so everyone knows, we're going to put it on our website for you where it's going to be. We'll put it on the Facebook. So
we have films starting Friday at... We show films from 1 p.m. until 10 o'clock at night for the week. And as I said, the schedule's online at realrecoveryfilmfestival.org. If anybody comes to the theater and says, I love Dr. Gregory Smith's show on ABC, they'll get a complimentary admission.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Well, then I'll come myself. Well, that's very nice of you.
Right. Because we do give out about 3,000 complimentary tickets to some shelters, some sober living homes, some treatment centers, a lot of clinicians. You know, we don't count on ticket sales for income. We have some very generous sponsors, if you don't mind. Beacon House, Luminescence, Benchmark Transitions, of course, Betty Ford, Hazelton, Balboa Horizons. We have about 15 great sponsors who help finance this.
Well, that's great. I didn't know that you gave away that many tickets. That's beautiful because there's a lot of people that
we've never turned anyone away for lack of being able to pay.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, well, I think everybody listening, if you, of course, there's people listening that's not in L.A. You're gonna, but the festival travels.
We've been in Denver and Houston, where we'll be again next year. We were just in New York. We'll be in Fort Lauderdale, November 4th, 5th, and 6th. Okay. And you don't have to be in recovery. We don't have exactly a safe injection site in the lobby yet, but one day, who knows? You just have to love films.
Right.
You have to love to be entertained and maybe inspired, educated in some way. We also have a great comedy night. On Wednesday, we have this... coming, not this Wednesday, the following Wednesday, that would be October 26th, we have a comedian named Rich Scheidner. He's not just named Rich Scheidner, he is actually Rich Scheidner, who's been on all the talk shows and every comedy venue, and he's fabulous, and he's going to be performing at 8 o'clock, so you can check out his YouTube videos. He's amazing, and he just also had a book release called Kicking and Searching Through the Ashes about his life as a stand-up comedian. It'll be great. Let me mention one other film.
Okay.
It's a film called The 13th Step. And if there's anybody in there who's in AA, NA, GA, SLA, any of the A's, come see this movie. This is one of the great wholesale attacks on everything positive and holy about Alcoholics Anonymous and other organizations, primarily Alcoholics Anonymous.
Okay.
So we would love to, and the filmmaker will be there.
Okay. Well,
so I'm not actually giving out tomatoes because I can't afford the insurance on the screen, but I'd like you all to come see this film, and we'll do like a Q&A of feedback and figure out what's true and what's not true and how it's really an extraordinary experience for anybody in recovery. You got to come see this film. You can look it up. There's probably a trailer online called The 13th Step.
Well, excellent. Well, everybody listening, come out and support. This stuff is important. And Leonard, give out the website one more time for everybody to
RealRecoveryFilmFestival.org. Real is spelled R-E-E-L. And
they can buy tickets.
There's a phone number there if you want to call to ask questions or get some extra tickets if you have a facility or you just need some for yourself.
Perfect.
So it's RealRecoveryFilmFestival.org.
Okay. Leonard, I appreciate it. Thanks for coming down. Listen, anytime we can help get the word out about something that's important, you're always welcome. So I appreciate you coming down to the station tonight.
Terrific. I'll be back in February when we have our 8th annual Experience, Strength, and Hope Award.
Absolutely.
Where we're honoring the great broadcaster, Pat O'Brien.
Right. Okay. Excellent. Okay. All right. Listen, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we go right from that to our main topic of tonight, which is vaccines. And as I said in the opening, if you're a parent, and even if you're not a parent, this is beyond just vaccination of children. What about the flu shots and the other shots that they're being pushed upon us? I mean, there's legislation out there to get mandated vaccination for adults, if you didn't know that. This isn't just about children. Here in California, we've had that already thrust upon us for children, and there's been a lot of resistance. But this is an important issue. So I have several guests on tonight, and I want to bring on first Del Bigtree. And Del is the producer of the film Vaxxed. And if you haven't seen the film Vaxxed, you got to see this movie. It's exceptional. The information is great. It shows the work of Dr. Wakefield and the injustices and some of the it reminds me of the same things that we did in American Addict, just cover ups and conspiracy, you know, not conspiracies, cover ups, and follow the bunny, and you'll see why. But Del, I know you're a different time zone, a little tired, but I appreciate you for being here tonight. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's really great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well, you know, when you guys were here, I guess 3-4 months ago, when we had you here in studio. It was longer than that, I guess. The movie was just opening here in L.A., and we went to see it, I believe, that same night. And great film. And I know there's a lot that's been happening since then. Can you give the audience a little update about the film and the movement and what's going on with it?
Yeah, it's been an incredible journey. You know, I look back, I know that a lot of people were aware of the film because we got kicked out of the Tribeca Film Festival after being announced that we were in it. It created a huge buzz. Then Robert De Niro, one of the co-founders of Tribeca, came out on the Today Show and really seemed to apologize, almost said, you know, we may have made a mistake here. Everyone should see this film. So it really, it sort of blew up in social media. And so our journey started in one theater in New York City, opened up for us and said, you know, you're the biggest story in social media as far as films go. Would you like a theater? And I think we had like $5,000 in our checking account and no advertising. And we thought, you know what, every major newspaper was writing a fake review of our film because they hadn't seen the movie yet. Mm-hmm. All mostly negative reviews and things like that.
Right.
But from that moment till now, I think I've been in almost a different city. I've taken a few days off here and there, but we spent the first 4 months flying to different cities everywhere the film was opening. And then about 2 months ago, we bought a used bus and put Vaxxed on the side of it and started traveling the country so it could be closer to the people and telling their stories. And that's really what's evolved out of this project, is as we traveled the country, every night I would say, will everyone with a vaccine-injured child please stand up? And the first night I did that, I just did it on a whim, and three-quarters of the audience stood up, like 100 parents with vaccine-injured children. It was like getting punched in the chest. It just wasn't ready for the numbers. So for people that don't know what VAX is about, very quickly, it's just we have a whistleblower inside the Centers for Disease Control. He's one of the top scientists. His name's Dr. William Thompson. He came forward and essentially confessed that they had committed scientific fraud on the MMR autism study. This is the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine study looking at does it cause autism. We have all the details of this. I think it's the worst, maybe the worst government cover-up in America in history. This is going to make Watergate look like a nursery game. I mean, yeah. Millions of children have been put in harm's way. Autism is skyrocketing through the roof. And then we find out the health agency that's supposed to be protecting our children has actually been really essentially poisoning them. And putting them in the face of neurological disease, among many other things. That's the heart of the film. It's really about this whistleblower at the Centers for Disease Control, and we're talking about a man who still works at the CDC. A lot of people don't they think it's been debunked or something.
Right.
This guy's a celebrated scientist. He's won awards every year of his tenure there. And then 10 years after this study, he's finally come forward and said he couldn't live with himself. Every time he sees an autistic child now, he feels guilty. And then he's told us that they, you know, in the middle of this study, when they started seeing these increases, they threw away all the data. So we essentially dragged a garbage can in the middle of the room, and me and four other scientists threw all of the data away and destroyed our hard drives. Luckily, William Thompson held on to all of these documents. So the film revolves around, you know, his sort of confessional and the recorded statements he has with another scientist, and then the 10,000 documents that he's handed over to Congressman Bill Posey's office in Florida, that back up all his claims, including internal emails and everything else, where you see him talking to the head of the CDC and saying, I'm essentially not going to go through this lie.
Yeah.
I think it's an extremely compelling movie. I think it turned out even better than we had dreamed, and it's a mind changer. Every
yes.
night, three or four doctors come up, now lawyers, politicians, and they all say the same thing. You know, I came here kicking and screaming. I did not believe this. My relative, my brother, somebody dragged me here. And sometimes they'll have tears in their eyes when they say to me, this movie just changed my mind. And I'll tell you this, it's been now almost 6 months on the road, and to date, not a single doctor or scientist has come up to me after the film and said, I came here kicking and screaming,
right.
and this film is a lie. They can't do it.
They can't, and yeah.
The only people that are really, you know, saying things like the film has been debunked or it's a lie are only people that have not seen it. If you see it, you will know the truth. It is that effective. It is that full of information and has that many professionals that you would trust, including the Nobel laureate that discovered the AIDS virus.
Right.
I mean, stepping forward and saying,
and Del,
this is an alarming issue.
And Del, we are against a break. I'm going to just hold over for the break here, because I'm
sure.
speaking with Del Bigtree, the producer of the film Vax. We're going to bring on some other people after we take a few breaks here, but we're talking about vaccines. We're talking about the film, getting an update in the film Vaxxed. Got to take a quick break. We will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. We'll be right back right after this break.
Hey, are you sleeping alone again because you're snoring? You can't wear your CPAP and you have a lot of fatigue? We treat these problems with a mouthpiece that has 5 FDA certifications. Call the Beverly Hills Center for Snoring for a no-charge consultation at 310-550-9119. That's 310-550-9119.
Are you tired of the old bait and switch when you're buying auto insurance online? May I interest you in a conversation with an actual human being regarding your insurance needs? If so, call HVH Insurance Services at 888-498-4495. HVH Insurance specializes in auto, home, and business insurance. For honesty, integrity, and a personal relationship with your broker, pick up the phone today and call HVH at 888-498-4495 or log on to hvhins.com. That's hvhins.com.
This'll get you singing. It's our Fruit Topped Hot Cake Serenade. Norm's famous hotcakes topped with strawberries, blueberries, or cinnamon spiced apples. Served with eggs, bacon, sausage, and hash browns. Starting from $7.99 for a limited time only. Morning, noon, or night, it's the Norm. Normsrestaurants.com. Open 24/7.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's. The world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings, and it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 8484. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 8484.
Sam Rzhovsky here. On the next Sam Nation, we're going to talk about how if Hillary wins, you can say adios to the McDonald's dollar menu. That's right. I mean, open borders, high minimum wage, what could go wrong? Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
If you have to call a plumber, why not call one who shows up on time and smells good? Like Mike Diamond, the Smell Good Plumber, at 1-800-446-MIKE. Or you can always book your appointment online at MikeDiamond.com.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. Join me on Sundays at 12 noon for delicious conversation. This Sunday, we're dishing on the new generation of chefs with author Karen Stabiner, and we'll dig into apple recipes for Fall's Bounty. I'm live on Sunday at 12 noon right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-700-1821. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-700-1821. That's 1-800-700-1821.
Message and data rates may apply.
Are you ready to take the next step in your life or career? Education can help you make that change. And we see the proof in the students of Arizona State University who are earning their degrees across the country through ASU Online.
My name is Jonathan. I live in Portland, Oregon, and my major is communications. Arizona State had the overall reputation that I wanted to have on my professional resume. ASU has helped me with my life goals and the fact that it's giving me a platform to stand upon and provided me a firm foundation. The degree program fit wonderfully with what I wanted to do with my life.
Arizona State University offers over 100 of its highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as on campus from wherever you are. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text LIFE to 321-321. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU as top 5 in the U.S. for producing the best qualified graduates. So start making a change for your future. Text LIFE to 321-321. Again, that's L-I-F-E to 321-321.
Hey, guys, all right, here we go. Let's avoid the P word, please. Take one.
Coming up on the next drive home with Jillian Barber and John Phillips, we'll find out how many more Trump women were grabbed in the collar by Gloria Allred and dragged out to a press conference.
Sorry about that, John.
Live and local, right after Psycho Mike and Dr. Drew on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Want the truth? You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
And we are back, and I don't know, I may have to come back there and pick some music. What kind of song was that? Yeah, they are laughing behind the glass. I have to get the name of that song before I leave tonight. We were talking about vaccines, talking about the film Vaxxed briefly here with Del Bigtree. And Del, I know you are exhausted. You guys were picketing the CDC. Just want to spend a few more minutes before I let you go. And I appreciate you staying up late with us. Tell us real quick about what you were doing out there in Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, it's as I was saying, it's been an amazing journey. The film is now screened in over 600 cities across the nation. And we've been getting the support from the Nation of Islam because one of the major issues in this fraudulent study was that it was affecting African-American children. That one of the groups they saw was African-American children were at nearly three times the risk of developing autism from this vaccine. And so we joined up here this weekend for a powerful, powerful weekend. We marched in front of the CDC yesterday, joined by Tony Muhammad, Brother Tony Muhammad from the California chapter of the Nation of Islam. And I would say, you know, a couple hundred, 200 to 300 people were out in front of the CDC marching and you know, every race, you know, standing together in solidarity, realizing that this is an issue that's going to affect all of us. Super, super powerful. We got a press conference that day. And then last night we played the film for the another Nation of Islam screening of about 1,000 people. I saw it last night. Very, very powerful. And then I was speaking at two different conferences today. It's been a very, very busy schedule. And you know, what's happened is this film, you know, for those that don't know it, I started out as a medical talk show producer. One of the producers on the daytime talk show, The Doctors, for 6 years before I came upon this story. And it's been a very life-changing experience for me. I mean, we made the best movie we could. I think it's very, very powerful. It's obviously effective. But the film is now much more than... Vax isn't just a movie, I guess is what we say. Vax has become a movement.
Right.
And to feel that shift in the understanding of people and the consciousness in this country, it's really changing. And we are really, I think, starting to help people realize that we've been lied to and that the pharmaceutical industry is the most powerful lobby in Washington. And it's buying politicians and it's writing legislature to force vaccinate our children so that they make more money. But ultimately, as you pointed out, we are staring in the face of forced vaccination laws for all adults. It's a scary, scary time in this country to have an industry that has lied so many times. For people that want to defend vaccines, I say, you know, I understand it. We all want to believe that there's this perfect, you know, perfectly healthy injection you can put into every kid and make them safe from every virus that we want in the world, and we never have to die and we can never, you know, get sick. And it's just not the case. These vaccines are loaded with extreme toxins. They're not being tested, you know, really at all.
I mean, right.
You know, the tests are so minimal because they're not, well, this is what was surprising to me, they're not being treated as drugs. So drugs go through multi-year safety studies. For instance, Viagra got 10 years of safety studies, whereas the hepatitis B vaccine that we give to a day one old baby had 5 days of safety tests.
And it's amazing.
And so I've been traveling the nation. I've been meeting with senators. I've been meeting with congressmen. I've been meeting, you know, I've been talking to lawyers. I mean, we are... Now, because we have so much support, we're looking at how to save the American population from, you know, a mass, I think, poisoning schedule in many ways. I mean, these products, I think every adult should look at their body right now while they still have it and they're not being forced to be vaccinated and ask themselves, do I think I need vaccines in order to get through the rest of my life? Because the pharmaceutical industry thinks you do. And most of the politicians that are being bought off, presidents, congressmen, senators, they're going to be writing laws saying you need to show up every year now and get revaccinated with measles, with mumps, with, you know, you name it, every flu and pneumonia. And the list is going to go on and on. In fact, there's 300 vaccines in the pipeline no one knows about because they're waiting until we're mandated. And if people don't think this is happening, they should look at two things. On the Health and Human Services website, they have something called Healthy People 2020. And that's the agenda, says they want 100% vaccine uptake in adults by 2020. When you see 100% uptake, That means forced mandatory laws.
It has to. Yeah.
They're not 100% of people believe they need these things, and I think everyone knows that's true. And so I say this. It doesn't matter where you are in your belief in vaccines, or you know whether you think 72 vaccines in your teenage child by the time they're 18 is fine, even though you only got 5 or 10, why you would allow that many more put into your kids if you're doing fine, but whatever. If you believe in vaccines or you want to just spread your vaccines out or you don't want any vaccines at all, I still think any intelligent human being would not want to hand the government the ability to inject us with things we have no control over. A needle going into the arms of our kids that is not, the parent has no say. That's essentially what's happened in California with SB 277, a law that says we're going to inject your children and you are going to have no say in the matter. And right behind it are these laws like coming through the Health and Human Services where they will be doing the same thing with adults. So essentially, we're not talking land rights. We're not talking water rights, mineral rights. We're talking about the sovereignty of your body. And to hand that over to the government and say they can inject you with whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want, I just think, am I the only one that remembers my history books? Am I the only one that read about Germany? Am I the only one that read what happens when you give that type of power to a government?
Well,
and I would say to people, no matter what you think about vaccines, there are people that hate and are terrified of Hillary Clinton being president. There are also people that hate and are terrified of Donald Trump being president. One of these two people is going to have their hands on a syringe that is going to be injecting you and your children. Do you want them to have that kind of power? That's what I want people to think about.
Well, Del, very well said. And the one thing I was going to interject is that I think one of the biggest issues, too, is I saw this when I was on the radio all last year trying to bring awareness to the vaccine, the mandated vaccine for children. And most people just thought, they weren't interested. They didn't want to look into what the bill actually said. And I know many people told me, it's never going to pass. They would never. And then when it did, everybody got up in an uproar. It's harder to repeal this stuff than to stop it in the first place. So everything that you said is right on. I'm glad this is recorded so people can replay this. Del, can you give the website out again, and then we're going to let you go and get some rest. Where can people see the film? How can they get more information?
Anybody can stream the film at their home right now at VAXED.com. That's VAXXED.com. You can also buy the DVD there. There's a store on our site, or you can go to Amazon and buy it there. You can also follow us at VAXED. If people are on Periscope, go to VAXED as we travel the nation. Every day we're interviewing between 10, 15, 20 parents telling their stories of their vaccine injury and how it happened. We've now collected, I believe, somewhere between 600 or 700 of these stories. Our bus is getting signatures of all the vaccine-injured children. We just started driving it, like I said, 2 months ago. We have over 3,400 signatures. This is an epidemic. It's a crisis. Yeah. We're in major trouble. If you want to follow what we're doing, go to VAXED.com as we travel the nation and try to warn other states, do not get behind the ball the way California did. You've got to stop these vaccine mandates before they happen. You've got to stop these forced vaccine laws before they happen. And you really, really have to think carefully about how who you elect in this next election. And I want you to look at who is funding the people that you want to elect. And if the pharmaceutical industry is giving them a large amount of money, just know this, their number one agenda, the reason they are the biggest lobby in Washington, spending twice as much money as oil and gas, is they want you as a mandated customer with no choice as they pump as many vaccines into you as they can convince your politicians that you need. And every year, that's increasing. Every year, it's more vaccines, and none of them are being tested for safety.
Right. Wow.
That's all I can tell you on a short bit of time. But check out VAXED. If you haven't seen the movie, it is changing the dialogue. People need to see it, and they need to share it everywhere they can because it's an amazing tool to show exactly how the lie has happened. It's not some giant conspiracy. It's a conspiracy that happened among a few scientists at the CDC, a government agency that I believe is one of the most corrupt we've ever seen. And the lies that come out of that little building are affecting all of our health departments and everything after that. So it's not every doctor is lying to us. It's the problem is every doctor believes what they're getting from the CDC,
the
just like I did as a journalist on the doctors, and we can't do that any longer.
Del, listen, man, well said. I appreciate you staying up and coming on with us. We're going to continue the discussion on and on, and we appreciate the work you're doing and your passion, man. Get some rest, and thanks for coming on.
Awesome, man. Good talking to you. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks, Del. That was Del Bigtree. He is the producer of the movie Vaxxed. We're going to continue this dialogue about vaccines. I have more guests I'm going to bring on in a second. I want to say one thing. What he said at the last minute there about this, it's not the doctors, it's the information. I've tried to convey that a lot. Many, many times doctors get vilified. I'm a doctor. I don't like being vilified. There are bad doctors, just like there are bad plumbers and bad, God knows there's bad attorneys, bad attorneys and bad everything. But what I said a couple weeks ago on this show is that if your information is a lie or faulty, then everything that is built after that is built on a foundation of weakness and lies. So many physicians that are practicing medicine every day are doing the best they can. They're trying to help people, but the information they've been given, the education that we've been given, has got a lot of disinformation and sometimes just lies in it. And this is why people are pushing whatever, vaccines, different medications. So I think that you have to see where the head of the snake here is and not blame some of the people that are delivering medicines. I think the vast majority of people in healthcare, doctors, nurses, chiropractors, naturopaths, the list goes on and on, really got into this business to help people. So we're going to continue. We have two more guests I want to bring on. The first one is Greg Wyatt, and we can bring Greg on and Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I'm bringing you guys both on at the same time. And Greg is an activist, has two children that were severely vaccine injured, and Dr. Horowitz has been on the show two or three times in the past, wrote the book Emerging Viruses, amongst lots more work he's done. But gentlemen, I want to thank you both for being on tonight. Greg and Leonard, Dr. Horowitz, are you there?
Yes, hi there.
Thanks for having me.
Okay.
Pleasure to join you.
Great. And in a minute, I want to ask you guys a couple questions here, but in a minute, we're going to also welcome to the program in a few minutes Dr. Paul Thomas, who has written a book called The Vaccine Friendly Plan, and I want him to speak for himself. I think he's an amazing physician that has a different take a little bit. I think that so far the discussion tonight, with we know how Del Bigtree of the film Vax feels about vaccines. Greg, I want to go to you first. You have lived this nightmare. You have two children, I believe they're adult age now, that were vaccine injured. Can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself and what happened to you?
Well, I've got two kids. My son Weston was born perfect, absolutely just an amazing little chubby boy. And we took him in for his, he was adopted, by the way. Both my kids are adopted. We adopted them right out of the hospital. We knew their parents well. They were very, very healthy, happy, well-adjusted, and they were ecstatic that they had chosen us to take care of their children because of their situation. And we decided that we were going to space out the shots. We had heard, my wife had attended a conference with Dr. Wakefield in Los Angeles, and there was some controversy about the shots. Dr. Wakefield was talking about how the MMR was damaging children, and the rate of autism at the time in 1998 was 185 boys. So we decided that we were just going to wait. We went into the 2-month well baby visit, and the doctor was very nice. He was a well-known pediatrician in our town in Arizona. And we told him our desire of just waiting till the immune system could be formed a little bit, you know, more. Children, the infants that are 2 months old have basically no immune system. And he told us that these parents had entrusted us to their children, and we were going to expose them to sickness, potential sickness and disease by not vaccinating them. Well, after listening to him, we thought he was the expert. 5 minutes later, the syringes came out, the vaccines went in, and little bit, you know, little by little, we could just see something that wasn't exactly right. Weston became fussy, fever. So, of course, they told us to give him Tylenol with Motrin and to, you know, come back for the next well baby visit in another 2 months. Well, we came in a couple times in between there because he was not doing real well. And so at the 4 months, he says, well, these vaccines are important. It's evident that there's something wrong and that they're more important than ever now. So we vaccinated my son again at 4 months, and he got sicker and sicker. And then it was the 6 months, and the same thing. By now, he's on breathing treatments, ear infections, just not a very healthy child. But the kid was still, throughout all this, he was very, very bright and happy, but he was just in distress all the time. And so for the next 6 months, between 6 and 12 months, and I have the records, my son was one of the first 4,800 test cases a couple years later after he was diagnosed with autism that went into vaccine court, and I was able to get his records back. So I had a book, a history book of exactly what happened, what the doctor had written down. He even noted what we had said. And at the age of one, he said, you know, it's time for the MMR. Well, my son was so sick all the time on his first birthday, he said, well, bring him back in a week and he'll feel a little bit better, and then we'll be able to, you know, complete his first year shots. And after he got his shots, after the first, you know, the MMR shot, it was just totally downhill. He went from just a sick child to an extremely sick child. His medical records are about 3 inches thick for the first year. Mm. And it was almost, now I'm looking at him, we got the records back from the government. We waited for court for 7 years. And they sent the records back untouched and dismissed the case. And I found out today, talking to Brian Hooker, and it was kind of the way that I thought that things played out, that the fraudulent testimony, the alteration of critical data that was done by Thompson was one of the largest reasons why, the reason why these 4,800 test cases were dismissed. I personally, at the time, I believed in our government that things would be done right, that Weston would get a sizable amount of money to take care of him for the rest of his life. And of course, now, this is 2011, we waited 7 years.
That's
to have his case heard in the vaccine court, only to have our government and the people in charge send the records back
untouched. It's amazing.
Untouched.
Greg, we're up against a break. I'm going to bring you all back on after we come back. We're talking about vaccines tonight and even forced vaccines in adults. We'll be back in a few minutes.
This show furnished by Red Pill Medical.